There's someone out there who the authorities have wanted to catch in the act for nearly a decade. Some say he's a man who's brought the justice system to its knees. 10 years ago, this man was convicted of assaulting a young woman. Since then, he's been suspected of terrorizing the prosecutors, the probation officers, even the judge who sentenced him.
This guy's been after me. This is like being under siege, day in and day out.
Tom Gasparoli confronts this man. Could he become his next victim? Stalking Justice, Wednesday at 10 on WCCO News. Sex offenders roaming the streets of San Diego. They've done it before. They'll do it again. Many times they're not just molesters. They're cold-blooded killers. Why can't the system keep them off our streets? Tonight at 10 on News Center 12, I-Team investigator Larry Underwood has a chilling interview with a convicted rapist. He's done it before, and he fantasizes about doing it again. They're big, they're yellow, and they take your kids to school every day. Safely, you hope. Tonight on Channel 5's Eyewitness News, reporter Henry Adamson takes a look at school bus safety. Are the buses your children riding on really safe? At high speeds or in bumper-to-bumper traffic, they're the roads you travel every day. You may buckle up for safety, but do you realize how dangerous these streets really are? Tonight on News 5 at 6, John Varney takes you up in Chopper 5 for a bird's eye view of some of Seattle's most dangerous intersections. Once you see it from his vantage point, you'll know you're in the danger zone. Tonight at 6 on News Center 5. Susan Candiotti, the investigative reporter who kept construction companies from trashing your neighborhood and local nursing homes from abusing the elderly. Steve Greenberg, the doctor who traveled to Honduras to report on health and ended up performing surgery to help heal children. They may look like reporters, but to the thousands of viewers they've helped, they're South Florida's real action heroes. At 4 on the Channel 4 News, we're learning more about the American sailors killed in the attack on a U.S. destroyer, one of them a Southern California woman, local reaction. Then the Rampart corruption scandal. Today, opening statements begin for the officers at the center of the investigation, a live report from court, plus the shortage of the flu vaccine. How bad is it, and who'll get it first? What doctors are saying? And a local amusement park unveils its newest roller coaster. We'll take you there at 4 on the Channel 4 News. Coverage you can count on. This is KGO TV Channel 7, number one in Northern California. Now, Terrilyn Joe, Richard Brown, Dr. Dina Dell, Pete Giddings Weather, and Martin Wyatt Sports. This is Channel 7 News at 6.